This is KUT. Texas lawmakers are still responding to a highly edited undercover video from 2015 purporting to show Planned Parenthood officials selling fetal tissue. This latest response includes a bill from a local Republican lawmaker. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the bill aims to limit the use of fetal tissue from abortions.
Senate Bill 8 does a lot of things. Among them, it prohibits the sale or donation of fetal tissue if it comes from illegal abortion. Its author, Georgetown Republican State Senator Charles Schortner, argues that when women choose to have an abortion and they also have the option of donating their fetal tissue to research, it could create a financial incentive for providers.
The elective aspect of it is what is concerning. Elective plus profit motive can lead to situations in which fetal tissue donation is abused and profiting for monetary gain occurs.
But Democrats in the Senate don't think that scenario is taking place. Austin State Senator Kirk Watson says he doesn't really see an issue with allowing women who have abortions to also donate tissue.
Well, I would disagree with you that it creates some sort of special opportunity there, and that's one of the reasons I'm asking the questions about.
We saw that with the videos in which elective abortions.
Been discredited, but they've been discredited.
The discussion was still occurring in those videos between abortion providers about alterations of the abortion procedure, which would allow for a higher yield of tissue or quality of tissue.
This video Watson and Schortner are talking about was recorded and circulated by anti-abortion activists a few years ago. A grand jury eventually looked at it and decided Planned Parenthood didn't break any laws. But that hasn't stopped Republican lawmakers from taking action. The state has issued a new rule requiring healthcare facilities to bury or cremate fetal remains from all abortions and miscarriages. A lawsuit over that is awaiting a trial, and the rule was stopped before taking effect. The state has also tried to kick Planned Parenthood out of its Medicaid program recently, but a court is looking at that too. And Blake Rocap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas says this latest action could jeopardize medical research in the state.
I think the viability of any research to be done on fetal tissue would be drawn into question because of the limited ability for research institutions to acquire it.
Rocap says that's because the only women who would be able to donate fetal tissue are women who had to terminate a pregnancy because their life was in danger.
And luckily we live in the Western world and those situations are not common, so there's very little tissue.
Besides SB 8, a Senate committee also discussed other bills related to abortions in the state. One bill was focused on methods of disposing fetuses. Another would prohibit a procedure sometimes used in second trimester abortions. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.